Jamie.
Yeah.
How cold is it out there?
Well, I'm wearing two pairs of panties so my lips don't get chapped. You tell me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I've got two ass babies going on. I sit on them all the time. You ever had an ass baby, Chrissy? Longer gestation period, hemorrhoids, the whole nine yards. But this ass baby's a little bigger than that ass baby. You want to take a look? You want me to show you?
No.
No? Okay. You think Jizzle Drizzle will get mad at me?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the wife of the master of the Jizzle Drizzle, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe, including Jeff. And hey, six times the charm for starting this episode.
That's right. Yeah. We
literally started the episode six times.
Take six.
Take six. Do you know about the craziness around the Stanley Cups?
Yes.
What in the good fuck are we all doing with our lives?
I don't know. I'm sticking with
What are we doing?
Sticking with my Yeti.
I'm doing my Yeti.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, I like a big cup, and I also have an emotional attachment to my cup. So I'm not casting stones. I'm not throwing stones in a glass house because I understand how attached we all are to our water babas. Now they are saying there's bad news all over the place about water containers in general. There's like microplastics all in the plastic water bottles. They've been testing them and they have 10 times more plastic than we ever imagined floating in the water because of the... Yeah, this is great. We're all full of fucking microplastics. And now these Stanley Cups are causing trouble left and right. They went from like $72 million in revenue in 2019 to $750 million in revenue over the last fiscal year. Which is an insane amount of growth.
I saw that. It was all based really on social media, right?
These TikTokers, they go crazy. And then they put out this pink cup at Starbucks, of which each Starbucks gets 10 or whatever. And people are beating each other up over a fucking cup.
Yeah.
A cup that contains water. You know there's a lot of things that can hold water, guys and girls. I mean, we don't have to go get $50 gallon. What is it? What they call it? Gallons Time Day or something? Because it holds almost a gallon of water?
I don't know.
Why do we need these things? Pilots, people who do work in the middle of the summer where they don't have access to cold water.
The roofers.
You know, contractors. Guys and girls who really need to be drinking water, a lot of water, and they don't have access to a tap right next to them or filtered water, whatever it is. Those are the kind of people who need Stanley Cups. Not house moms high on Vicodin waiting in Starbucks at 6 in the morning for them to open for this. They get a lottery number, so they get a Stanley Cup. And listen, if you're one of those people, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. People are beating each other up literally for a pink Stanley Cup. It's a fucking cup.
It's always something. Maybe a cup is better than a Beanie Baby, though.
Yeah, but they're still doing the Beanie Baby. People are still going crazy over Beanie Babies. I just went to the Cabbage Patch doll place.
Oh, yeah.
Under duress, I might add. I went to the Cabbage Patch doll place because my, Susan decided she wanted to get the kids a Cabbage Patch doll. I was all excited about it.
We went to Babyland General?
We went to Babyland General.
Did you assist in a birth?
I did. It was kind of cute. I have it on tape.
It's pretty cute. They pop out of a cabbage.
Yeah, well, you pull them out of the cabbage. Like, you pick your one and it pulls out of the cabbage. Yeah, they're no longer actual human beings who pretend to be doctors. At least I didn't see that whole thing. I went to Babyland General when we first moved here as a kid. Our dad took us to Babyland General. And we saw the whole show. Not doctors, nurses, the maternity ward, the whole thing. Well, as a 13-year-old boy, I didn't really find it too interesting, right? I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? Why is my mom still under the delusion that we want a Cabbage Patch doll? My mom bought us Cabbage Patch dolls from Santa when they first came out and they were the craze and people were beating each other up over those things back in the late 80s or mid-80s or whatever it was. And I never wanted a Cabbage Patch doll in the first place. Never asked for it. I wanted a magic set, Mom. A magic set. Got me a Cabbage Patch doll.
So you tossed that, but kept the Dick Tracy.
Kept the Dick Tracy.
That's right.
Well, that's different. That was an investment into my future. You see how things are turning out. So we go to Babyland General, and people are still going crazy over the Cabbage Patch dolls, too. We're such consumers. And we are literally hoodwinked into buying anything that looks pretty, seems interesting, but more likely is that we see other people that find it interesting or cool, and then we have to get it also.
True.
Why do you need a pink Stanley Cup? I just don't understand what's the allure of having one of those. But now I do have to say this. You buy them for like $37, right? These big Starbucks pink cup. They're selling for $300 plus on eBay and StockX and these other places. I don't fucking know, Chrissy. I couldn't in my head for the love of me.
Of the pink cup.
I think Stanley Cups are the new NFTs, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. They hold no value whatsoever, but people are going crazy over them. I just, I don't get it. And on top of all of that, on top of the fact that you're waiting in line, it's minus 17 degrees, you're waiting for the one of the 10 cups that each Starbucks gets or whatever it is. You're in fist fights, you're screaming and yelling, people are stealing them, you know, it's like armed robbery for a fucking Stanley Cup. On top of that, they are finding that these things are testing positive for lead.
Well, I saw that, but there was also something that, like, everything has a minute
amount of lead. Yeah, there's these people that are on TikTok, it's a trend to walk into a store with a special light and you tap the cup and the light either turns green or blue or something like that, and it tells whether it's lead. There is lead in everything. I mean, everything. Clothing, everything. Everything. They're walking into these Salvation Army places, and they're tapping all these items, and they're turning blue. I think they're doing it for clicks, to be honest with you. I don't think that half that stuff is really dangerous. But, I mean, you know, lead can cause some kind of issues. I ate lead paint as a kid, and I find that I'm just fine.
Yeah, you're completely fine.
Yeah, I'm angry. That's what it does. It makes you angry. I just don't get it. I don't get why we're all obsessed with all this bullshit. I really don't. I don't get obsessed about any of that stuff.
No.
Look behind you. There's all those Pearl Jam posters on the wall.
Everybody's got their something.
Everybody's got something. I know. I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I just really, I don't know. I watch all these TikTok videos of these people going crazy over these cups, and I'm like, it's a fucking cup. It's a fucking cup.
Yeah, the social media drives all that, too.
It really does.
You know, you see other people with it. You've got to have it. It looks cool.
You have to have
That's why I'm not on social media.
Listen, there's got to be something that we do. First of all, I want to say that the Pinky Front Geek stickers are going out the door, and a lot of people are asking for them, and I think that's great. I'm hoping they're going to be pleasantly surprised and not underwhelmed when they get a one-by-one sticker of Pinky Fronting. But, you know, people make mistakes. But there are some people who are getting a little silly. They're asking for, like, multiple amounts of stickers. They want multiple things written on them. They want...
Oh.
As if we have... We already spent money on the stickers, and then we put a nice postcard in there. And then if you want it signed or something signed, we of course take the time to do that. But then you want multiples. You want multiple. You want one to save, one to, you know, put away in your stocking stuffer. I asked her to ask. She's like, "Do you think people are selling these?" And I'm like, "No way. This can't be. Like, no one could be possibly think there's any value in a TCB sticker." So I'm going to do a little investigation, and I'm going to find out. I'm going to have my people call your people.
You should.
We're going to do. I'm going to hire that Jack Smith guy and get him to.
Yeah, call Dateline.
Dateline NBC?
Yeah.
Is that still around? They still do the Datelines? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I used to be fascinated by Keith Morrison's Datelines. You know Keith?
I don't remember Keith.
Keith's got the weird voice. You know what I'm talking about? The guy on Dateline? He'd be like, "And on the third night, something different happened."
Oh, yeah, that guy. The main guy.
Murder. Murder in this lovely town. Was it him? Could it be? It might be. And you're like, wow, that's a weird affectation you have. But I'm drawn in. Every time I hear Keith Morrison's voice, I'm like, wow, Keith Morrison.
I know their podcast is the same way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I had to finish listening to one just to hear exactly what happened. But after a while, I was like, okay, like,
get to it. Get to it. Come on. Do we need a really 17 episodes?
Did he? Will they?
Did he? Will he? Are these flowers? Is this rose in bloom? We shall see. This little community will now find out.
Never be the same.
Yeah. It's weird how he writes. Mm-hmm. I do love me some Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
If we could have Keith Morrison on the show, or if we could have Keith Morrison do our opening, like, and now the commercial break, will they, won't they forget to press record?
I bet he might be available.
You think he...
He might be.
I think the guy from Dateline is interested in being on the commercial
break. You never
know. Hold on one second. Morrison. You know the Keith Morrison guy. Here, let's...
He might be on Cameo.
Let's see. He's probably on Cameo.
And that way you could just get him to say it on Cameo.
Let's see if I can play a little Keith Morrison here.
Hello, I'm Keith Morrison. What is it they say? There's no such thing as the perfect guy? In our hiding in plain sight Dateline 24/7 marathon, that may well turn out to be true.
That may well.
Stream for yourself all weekend long, only on Peacock.
That's
is
right.
That weird expectation. Did he talk like that as a kid? That's what I'm curious
now, that's
about.
That's a honed skill.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he stands out, that's for sure. He stands out of the crowd. And whatever happened to the guy who did the, you know, I'm sleeping with 13-year-old thing, catch a predator?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Did he end up being a predator himself or something like that? Wasn't he sleeping with somebody much younger than him?
Maybe.
And he was married? I think I remember something about getting caught coming out of a hotel with a much younger woman. Not like yeah. 13, but, you know,
yeah.
In her 20s and he was in his 40s or something like that. I want to give a special shout out to someone, one of our listeners,
okay.
who I understand has been very wonderful to the commercial break. She works in a factory. Let me make sure I get her name correct, because I'm going to shout her out. I should probably say her name correctly, huh? Let's see here. Allison. So Allison has been writing into the show. And I went through, Astrid has been communicating with her. And then I went through some of the messages. Astrid was reading some of the messages. This girl works in a factory. She said she used to listen to music or books on tape or audiobooks. And then she found the commercial break. And now all she does is listen to the commercial break every single shift that she does. And she lets her family listen to it. And she has her coworkers listening
Allison.
To it. Well, here's my question. How in the good world do you stand listening to my voice for so long every single fucking day? I am no Keith Morrison. If I had Keith Morrison's voice, I think it would be much more pleasurable. But I'm just an idiot talking on the microphone, for hours on end. I don't know how she listens to it. Here's what I've realized about our show. You are really the orchestra of the show. And I am like...
Really?
Yeah. You know, if you go to like one of those operas or something like that, they're an opera or a musical...
The maestro?
No, you're like the, you know, so they talk and yeah. and then they sing, right?
Oh, okay.
And what you really go for, I think if you're going to one of those things, is you really go for the singing. You're really going to hear the good music. But the talking in between, okay, that's there. I feel like you're the singing, you're Aww. The beautiful orchestra and the singers, and I'm just the annoying talking in between. I do most of the talking, when I listen to the show, I do feel like you're the background music. You're what's making this show really take off and fly high.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're also blushing. The voice of reason. Are you blushing?
Yes.
Or is that just all the cold medicine you've been taking?
I'm thinking about how my voice doesn't sound very sing-song-like.
Well, okay, so it's not in top form right now, but it's understandable because you got that cold that everyone has and it doesn't go away for any reason whatsoever. So I do want to say hi to Allison, because I think she's been very sweet and
thank
to the commercial
so much
break.
For the support.
Thank you so much.
Genuinely
and,
love it.
Yeah. I don't normally shout out individual listeners, but I just wanted to say thank you to Allison because we don't work in a factory for a living. This is what we do for a living. And working in a factory, I don't care what kind of factory it is. You may enjoy your job or like the people you work with, but that's hard work, right?
Yes, it is.
And so I'm glad that we can be your background music. While you do your job.
Probably because you can pop in and out, you know, of you don't have to actively listen.
Yeah, I feel like she might work around some big machinery. And so what she really has to do is focus on her job. And she figures if I put in something where I have to pay no attention because I know it's not
right.
true, it's stupid, or I'm not going to laugh, then as long as I'm listening to something that's not going to entertain me, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm focusing on something else. It's all right. So she doesn't get her hand chopped off
right.
in some weird factory accident or something. And I also wanted to say, while we're on the shout out, you know, thing. I wanted to say that Hillbilly Horror Stories, who we talked about one time on the episode, because multiple people had left reviews and made comments and texted us that they were listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories and they were talking about the commercial break.
Yeah.
We did not do this. We did not ask them to talk about us. We don't even know who they are. We've never communicated with them. But then I heard that apparently this show has been very nice to the commercial break on a number of occasions, but then also that they like... when someone's having like a mental health crisis or something and they write into the show, the host will give his personal phone number out so that someone can call them.
That's really nice.
So that they don't do any harm to themselves or they need someone, an outlet to talk to. I thought to myself, this is what we should do. When someone calls us for advice, we should give out our personal phone numbers and we should be just as nice to them. But then I was like, but I'm really a miserable sack of shit. No one wants to listen to me anyway. So I don't want to go there because I think I might do more harm than good. I don't be liable for anyone's additional misery.
That's true.
I mean, what a cool thing to do if you like giving out your personal phone number. What a cool thing to do.
And to take the time. Yeah.
And to take the time. If only we were on Fireside and then we could communicate with.
I know. If only.
Have you been looking at that Fireside lately? You see what's up there?
I know, like we talked about earlier, I'm rooting for them. I really want them to be good, but it kind of just hasn't caught fire, if you will.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I like Mark Cuban.
Of course.
I like Mark Cuban. I've met him. I've communicated with him. He's a really nice guy. He is really down to earth.
And
he
Fallon,
will take the time. And Fallon was really wonderful. Cool. And then everybody else that we communicated with at Fireside was really cool.
It was a great idea.
It just went sideways. Or maybe it was just mistimed, is maybe what it was.
Might have been.
Because it started during the pandemic, piggybacking off of the whole Clubhouse hurrah that happened, you know, in early 2020. And Clubhouse took off like a rocket ship. I mean, there were, what, 20 million people signing up on that every three months or something? Yeah. It was insane. We were doing rooms to 7,000, 10,000 people, comedy rooms. I mean, not because we were in it, but because Bill Burr would show up or whoever. But you go to Clubhouse now and try and find a room in Clubhouse. You can't find a room because I guess they just threw that business model out the door. Now you send little tiny voice notes that people then they put an addendum to that voice note. So I would send a note saying, you know, hey, I was out here driving around with my Stanley cup and, you know, I'm just wondering if anybody else had a Stanley cup, right? And then other people would put their voice notes. Oh yeah, I got a Stanley cup and mine's pink and mine's orange and I sold one on, you know, eBay for $400. And then another person like me would come in. It's totally obnoxious. It's absolutely obnoxious. We already have this. It's called voicemail. Just call somebody and leave them a voicemail. Yes. Or voice notes on your iPhone. I don't understand why they would go that direction. I always thought the cool thing about Clubhouse was the fact that you were live in a room with other people. And you could interact with them. You could call people up or push them down or whatever you wanted to do. And now they've totally destroyed
push it. Push them down.
Push them down. Remember when you get pushed down?
I think I only got on there like five times.
Oh, no, I was there.
Yes, you were dedicated.
Days on end at some time. I think it almost caused a divorce, if I'm being honest. I'd be in bed at night because Astrid was like, you got to get out of that studio. Can't be there till 3 o'clock in the morning every day. But then so I'd get out at midnight and then I'd be in the corner, like with my phone to my ear. And I'd be like, yeah, I totally agree. I'd like to speak. Astrid would be like, what are you doing over there? Oh, no, not that. I'm good. Because someone would call me into a room and I'd feel a little bit of pressure to come into the room. Like I was some big deal or something. I had to go into the room and talk more podcasting to somebody. But it was the hot thing there.
It
for
was
a minute.
Very hot.
I think a lot of people really enjoyed the fact that while we were all quarantined, couldn't see each other, couldn't travel, couldn't go outside, that there was some outlet with other people where we didn't have to put ourselves in any kind of danger, didn't have to wear a mask. We just sit at home and do our thing and talk to people. Now they've totally destroyed what was fascinating about that. I'm sure you can still create a room. I think you can. But what they're really pushing are these voice notes or the voice storytelling or whatever. And I have no interest in that.
I'm good.
I actually don't have any time for Clubhouse anymore. I barely have time for this show. This is my main source of income. And by income, I mean bankruptcy.
Yes.
All right. So let's take a break and then we'll come back. I want to talk to you about cryptid pregnancy, I think is what they call it. And we're going to get some advice. It sounds cryptic. And we're going to get some advice from one of the more cryptic people I know, Dr. Phil. So we'll be right back with the commercial break. We'll be back.
Ugh, finally. I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3 and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383 and boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors and let's get back to the show.
This episode is sponsored in part by Magic Spoon. Okay, if you've listened to any amount of the commercial break, then you know one of my disgusting food habits is to eat sugary cereals with cream late at night. Well, the Earth just turned 1 year older, and I've decided to do away with the empty calories and added sugars. The good news for my bad cereal habit? I have Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon recreates all the flavors that we loved as children without all the baggage that goes in our bellies. It has all the flavors you love, but it's high in protein, and it has less sugar. Astrid and I just bought a variety pack that has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. It's only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. And I get the taste of my favorite cereal without all the guilt. Magic Spoon is returning to the commercial break as a sponsor, and we're so happy that they're offering you a discount. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TCB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll refund your money, absolutely no questions asked. Remember to start the year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/TCB. And be sure to use the promo code TCB to save $5 off. That's magicspoon.com/TCB and use the code TCB to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for being a sponsor of the commercial break and giving me something to look forward to late night after I get out of the studio. Okay. So
it might be the Dayquil here, but there's so many screens of us.
Right? Yes, Chrissy. Yes, Chrissy. Are you seeing trails? You want me to wave my hand?
I'm in four different places, so when I move my hand.
Yes. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling okay.
You're feeling okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We need to take a break?
Well, didn't we just take a break?
I know, but what I'm saying is you want me to get you like a soft pillow and you can lay on the ground? What do you think?
No, I'm good.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, let's do it.
Okay, because I don't want you tripping out here. I really don't. And if you'd like me to, you know what I can do? If you want me to, just while we're here.
Oh.
How you feeling?
Nice.
Yeah,
feeling good. Nice.
I'll put it on the wall for you.
Yeah.
Put it back on the screen. You can turn that way and watch, and I'll do the show. That Dayquil, man, that will fuck you up.
I know.
That will fuck you up. The other night, we've all had the junk, right? And so while we had the junk, I am not a, believe it or not, despite how many narcotics I've done in my life, I am highly sensitive to medications and caffeine. And maybe that's because I've done so many drugs in my life. My body is like put up a barrier. It's like, no more, Brian. And so I get affected so greatly by any kind of narcotic medication, any kind of Dayquil, NyQuil, whatever it is. So when I'm sick, if I have to take one of those, if I'm at that point, I have to really be sick to take one. If I take one, I only take half the dosage because I get nervous about how it actually affects me. So a couple of weeks ago when I was sick, I started taking this Mucinex.
Yes.
And then during the nighttime and then during the daytime, I would take whatever it was, Dayquil or amphetamines. I'm not even sure what it was. And after a couple days, that's what it is. It's amphetamines, right?
Something like that.
So after a couple days of up, down, my heart's racing. I'm seeing trails. I'm having a hard time putting thoughts together. I don't think I should be driving. Like, I am really fucked up. I woke up one morning and I was in a cold sweat, like having a panic attack.
Yeah.
But I was also tripping my balls off. I was couldn't focus on anything. It was really a weird feeling. I think they put some really strong stuff in there.
They're doing something.
I guess that's why the kids like to drink the NyQuil, huh?
Or make it into meth.
the mountain monster meth?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, enough talking about your tripping. Let's do this. Cryptid pregnancy.
Okay.
I believe the official medical version, like the definition of cryptid pregnancy, is someone who does not know that they are pregnant until they actually give birth.
Oh.
Which I understand happens more often than you would think it does.
I just can't believe.
Can't believe it either.
No. But there used to be a whole show about it on your favorite
I didn't
TLC.
Know I was pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that.
No, me either.
But I want to review a Dr. Phil episode that someone sent us that I watched a little bit of, and I thought this is definitely commercial break fodder here. This is not that kind of pregnancy. They're misusing the term. And I don't say Dr. Phil is. The people who are on the show are misusing the term. Do you want to get into this a little bit?
Sure.
One lady thinks she's having five babies. She's been pregnant for 6 years.
Oh.
One person thinks they've been pregnant for 3 years, and they're having, you know, they have multiple uteruses. This is like a really
weird
phenomenon.
See what happens
phenomenon.
When you have to keep coming up with content.
That's right. You get down to cryptid pregnancy.
Dr. Phil.
I thought this was perfect for a day on DayQuil. This is a day on DayQuil
yes.
kind of show.
Here
we go. Today on an all new Dr. Phil.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you
do. Actually, I wasn't trolling on the internet. Someone else was trolling on the internet.
As they do.
As they do. And they sent me this whole shit here. So let's take a listen.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
I am 1,000% certain that I am pregnant.
You say there are six babies.
I am getting six heartbeats.
And you're how far along?
I'm 3 years, 7 months. It is a very long, long pregnancy.
Medical miracle?
The ultrasound shows an empty uterus.
But I have more than one uterus.
Or all in her head.
There it is. Bam.
You examined Zona, correct?
I did.
Were there multiple uterus?
Dr. Phil. Dun, 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 dun. Were there multiple ghost babies in her uterus? I mean, come on, Dr. Phil. Just tell her.
Well,
she's crazy.
Did we actually talk about this the other day, though, with the OnlyFans?
Two vaginas.
But I thought there were two uteruses.
There were two uteruses, but I don't believe that they can be pregnant at the same time.
Okay.
But I don't know this for sure. We're about to find out. Let Dr. Phil get to the bottom of it. Because if there's anybody who can get to the bottom of a true medical mystery, it's Dr. Phil, the bovine doctor. Isn't he like a bovine doctor?
I think so.
The doctor of meat?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The commercial break. Come on, the commercial break. This is his last year doing the Dr. Phil show, by the way.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, I think so. I think 2 years after he started was probably the time.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I like Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I think he's
at
a nice guy.
At least he hasn't been an idiot running for office somewhere.
Oh, there's time left. Here we go. Come on, Docy Phil. He does have such a nice bald head.
He does.
Of all the bald heads, I think Dr. Phil's got one of the better ones.
I think they make up it, you know, they do a little powder, mineral powder.
Need some powder on my head.
Well, this is Zona. She looks happy, glowing, even at about 6 months pregnant, right? Now, this is Shayna, and she looks to be about 7 months pregnant. But what if I told you that Zona claims that she has been pregnant for 3 years and so...
What do you do? 3 years.
When do you do? 2041. Takes a long time to cook all 30 of these babies.
God.
I got a baby in my tits. I got two tit babies coming.
3 months. And Shayna said...
Wow, is it just me or does some of the audience look like they should be on stage? Who waits in line for the Dr. Phil show?
That she has been with child for over a year. Now, these women say that their fetuses are just growing at an abnormally slow rate, and they have an explanation for it. Take a look.
I've been pregnant approximately 3.5 years. Here she is, and she is definitely, we got a belly.
got a belly, but I'm not sure.
3 years ago was COVID, and a lot of people gained weight.
A lot of people gained weight, and I think a few of them went crazy. I mean, obviously, there's a mental illness here. Clearly, you don't think you're... So I don't want to make fun of the mental illness part of this, but what I think is funny is that any human being that has read a book on science at all would believe that you're pregnant for 3 years. As a matter of fact, I wonder if this has ever happened. I wonder if a gestation... I know people go past their due date all the time, but I wonder if there's a gestation period that has lasted longer than the prescribed, like, 9 months or 9.5 months or something like that. What do you think? Do you think that is even a possibility in the realm of possibility?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I've been pregnant a little over...
She's not an elephant.
Not for a human woman. I was going to say
she's not
for
an elephant.
Elephant.
Or
a
whale. Doesn't a whale have, like, a 5-year gestation period or something like that? I've had sex with a whale a couple times, and I'm waiting for the test results to come back. The fizzle snizzle? The pizzle drizzle snizzle? Oh, that's my baby. I gotta go.
Here with what is called a cryptic pregnancy.
As you can tell, I had two cryptic pregnancies. One lasted 44 weeks, one lasted 52 weeks.
With babies that came out of it?
Yeah, with actual babies that came out of an actual vagina that were not birthed in a cabbage patch? I'm just wondering.
Now, there's a large group of these women call their pregnancies cryptic.
Oh, cryptic. I kept on saying cryptid. I think cryptid is the...
Encrypted.
Yeah. Well, I think cryptid is the, like, aliens and mountain monsters. Those are cryptids.
Cryptic pregnancy is defined in the medical field as a pregnancy hidden to the mother until right before labor. But in non-medical chat rooms and forums, the word is being used to describe a pregnancy that can last anywhere from 14 months up to 7 years.
Seven?
7 years.
Whoa, look at that woman's face.
I know. Wouldn't you like, wouldn't there be some kind of alarm bells if you went past a year? Coming through, got my baby in my double uteri.
Azona is adamant that she is with child and frustrated that her family, her own...
Well, first of all, she looks entirely too old to be having children. She looks like she's in her mid-50s or 60s.
Family will not believe her. Take a look.
I've been pregnant approximately 3 years.
Oh, she's smoking cigarettes. What? Mom of the Year Award. Yes.
Oh, for 7 months. At age 20, I had my tubes tied, so I would not have children anymore. I actually got pregnant at 40. I was extremely shocked. I'm still in shock. My belly has continued to grow for the 3.5 years, but it does grow at super low rates. My breasts are tender. My mood swings are super
bad.
Yeah,
girl, you got to get that checked. Yeah, I
think there's something going on there.
Yeah.
You do have a pregnant-looking belly. It doesn't look like normal weight carrying.
Yeah, but that could be cancer or something. Whatever. Wrong with the tubes tied that are infected?
Well, I don't know, but I think she goes to doctors all the time. I think what they're telling her is you're not pregnant. Yeah. So, but you would think that the doctor would catch something else if it was something serious.
There needs to be a scan.
Yeah, like a full body scan.
Yes.
Or a head scan. I'm not sure. Both, correct.
Next, when I go to a doctor, they take a pregnancy test. Of course, it does not show up on...
Of course.
Of course it doesn't, because why would it? I think this is just attention-seeking, if I'm being honest.
Blood or urine. They have also given me ultrasounds. They tell me all of negative. The doctors are wrong. I don't care what medical degree they have. I am 1,000% certain that I am pregnant.
When did we stop trusting people that are experts? When did we stop trusting people that went to school to learn this stuff? Honestly, it's so dumb.
The movement in my stomach.
Okay, that does not look like a pregnant belly at all.
Is what I'm saying is real. I know.
Oh!
Did you see that?
Cigarettes.
She's smoking cigarettes.
That's so weird.
That's why you got a baby in your belly for 7 years.
1,000% I am giving birth to multiples. I think I'm carrying 6 babies. I could not believe how many heartbeats I'm getting in my belly. That is the most overwhelming thing that anyone can go through, especially if their tubes are tied. My family does not believe I'm pregnant. It has torn my family apart.
No, I bet it has.
Yes.
You're
Mom's
acting...
Mom's gone crazy.
Yeah, I know. Mom's gone crazy. Exactly. Yeah. That's what's going on here, is that mom has lost her fucking marbles, or she desperately needs attention. Either way, a psychologist or a therapist is what's due here, not a fucking OBGYN.
This is the hardest thing I've ever experienced in my life. It's real and it's misery. I am sick and tired of being pregnant. I just want them out. I'm done with this.
It looks like she has a pillow. It's stuck in her belly, doesn't it?
I know.
I'm done with pregnancy. I don't want it anymore. I'm done.
Okay. Now, would you agree that this is unusual?
This is very unusual. Okay. Very unusual.
I have to say, I'm the most non-judgmental, open-minded person I've ever met. maybe not.
Well, he did do a commercial for the commercial break, so I'll give him that.
Yes.
But I really approach every situation like, you know, hell, anything's possible.
Right.
Are you approaching this conversation with the possibility that you could be wrong?
1,000% I know I'm pregnant.
Well, there's really nothing for us to talk about then.
Okay.
Right? Because, I mean, you
she's like, right. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Dr. Phil.
You don't even entertain an alternative explanation.
Well, there's anything, I could have a tumor or something going on with me that I don't know about.
Right. That's what I mean. That's a possibility.
It is very possible. I don't know exactly what's going on.
And I'm not asking you to abandon your belief.
Well, it's very possible that there's something wrong with you. Yes. I just don't think pregnancy is it.
It's not.
No.
You completely, totally believe that you're pregnant.
I do.
And you have a lot of reasons to believe you're pregnant. You say that your breasts have been...
Well, don't placate her, Dr. Phil. Yeah. I mean, don't do that. Just tell her you're not pregnant. There's no way you're pregnant. You have an ultrasound, multiple ultrasounds that say you're not pregnant.
Tender, your belly, you certainly look. I mean, I wouldn't walk up and say you look pregnant. On the street, I might get slapped if you weren't. But your belly moves, you say?
Yes, it does. Would you like to feel it?
No.
No. No.
Dr. Phil doesn't want to touch anybody who comes on his stage.
No, no, no.
Maybe in the early years when he was kind of, kind of trying to make it seem somewhat real. But now, no. He's a Maury Povich of therapists.
Yeah, he's like,
no. No. You say that you have a home fetal Doppler and that you hear not just a heartbeat but six heartbeats.
That is correct.
So you went to the doctor.
Yes.
But you knew you'd had your tubes tied, so did you go in there and say, what's going on?
Yes.
I can't be pregnant here.
Yeah, exactly.
You relieved when they said you're not?
Yeah, I was, actually. I was very relieved. But then as the time goes on, like a year down the road, 6 months down the road, I still feel the tightening. And it was as the time goes on, the tightening got more up around my ribs, so it was hard to breathe.
But you've had ultrasounds, right?
Yes, but due to the... the ultrasound is a 15 megahertz.
Oh, here we go. She's made herself an expert on ultrasounds. This is what people who don't believe in science do. They make themselves experts and then explain why the experts clearly don't know what they're talking about, because this is 15 megahertz. And if they could only turn it up to 23 megahertz, then they would see her
whale
very...
frequency.
Yes. just killed Flipper.
And on the machines... And normally the Dopplers are like 3 to 5 megahertz. So if it's a too high of a megahertz, sometimes it will not pick up.
This is amazing technology, and they actually look inside the uterus.
Yeah, but
and it's surprisingly empty.
Exactly.
You're surprisingly full of shit, is what Dr. Phil is trying to tell you, young lady. You're surprisingly full of shit. Now, listen, obviously this lady, if she really does believe this, and she seems to believe this, she is clearly, something is wrong with her head, not with her body. But I do have to say, she does have a weird looking belly. It doesn't look like someone who's carrying weight. It doesn't look like someone who's obese. It looks kind of like pregnancy, but also like a pillow. I'm not really sure, but they showed her the skin on her belly, and it just looks a little lumpy. If she has six uteruses, listen, that one guy had thousands and thousands of alien babies. Bob had thousands and thousands of alien babies. He took them down by the tree, and I was getting fucked by multiple alien bitches. And one time I saw all my babies and I named them, and I started a savings account for each one. Little alien Bob, little alien Billy, little, what was that guy's name for Adam the Lion? Little Spear, little alien Spear.
I thought about Spear.
Alien Fit Fop. Let's take our second break, and then we'll be back with more cryptic pregnancies. We'll be back.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's kind of my thing these days. If you're sick of me interrupting Brian, give us a call at 626-ASK-TCB3, leave us a voicemail, and maybe I'll interrupt you on the show instead. You'd love that, wouldn't you? You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 and check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all things TCB. You know what's coming next. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And now let's listen to some sponsors, because they're the real ones around here.
All right, back here listening to Dr. Phil and the cryptic pregnancy that's going on. This lady claims she's been pregnant for 3+ years with 6 different babies, even though she's had her tubes tied and multiple ultrasounds
tests and ultrasounds.
And ultrasounds say that she's not pregnant, but of course she has a reasoning why that's
1,000%
sure. 1,000%
sure
that if they just use the 5 megahertz ultrasound, then they would clearly see the babies. So why not go get a 5 megahertz ultrasound? Can't they turn that bad boy down?
I don't know.
I'm sure. I've seen those technicians at work. They're really quite amazing, actually.
Oh, this pregnancy happens in the back. It's a retroinverted uterus. So
now that just sounds made up. A retroinverted universe. It sounds like something you put on your car. It's like a catalytic converter.
The pregnancy doesn't happen up front. It's more in the back.
Oh.
You've been told.
I've got 2 ass babies going on. Oh, I sit on them all the time. You ever had an ass baby, Chrissy? Longer gestation period, hemorrhoids, the whole 9 yards. But this ass baby's a little bigger than that ass baby. You want to take a look? You want me to show you?
No.
No? Okay. You think Jizzle Drizzle will get mad at me?
Oh, that you have a baby hair ultrasound.
I went on
a baby hair.
A baby hair ultrasound. I've had 72 kids, and I've never seen a baby hair ultrasound. Baby hair ultrasound.
Give me the baby hair.
Yeah, it sounds like something Frankie uses at one of his shops. Now I'm going to give you the best advice I've ever given anybody. Get a baby hair ultrasound. Grow your baby hair right back.
She gave me a quick ultrasound, and the first thing she did is like, oh, the baby has a lot of hair. And I'm like, oh, great, we see a baby. That's awesome, you know? Maybe it's at the time where we could start seeing.
It says nothing. It says Zona's baby hair ultrasound from 2018. That's 5 years ago.
And now. And then she's like, oh, you need to come back. I come back Monday. There's nobody there except me and her. She does.
Of course. There's nobody there to verify the information. Yeah, reputable. There's a lot of places where you can pay for an ultrasound. Yeah. And most of them have very reputable technicians that work in hospitals during the day, and they do this for extra money at night. But this is probably not one of those places. This is a hot stone massage place down the street.
The ultrasound, and she says, oh, you have a medical problem. And she told me a medical problem. And then she's like, oh, here's the baby's hair. It's kind of, you know, different that we say we see hair here, but yet when I go in the second time, oh, we don't see
hair. I mean, just hair?
No, Chrissy, this doesn't happen. This is not what happens. They don't
say
heart? You have hair.
What about
heart, lungs?
Body.
I have been to many ultrasounds.
That woman's face.
I know. That's a pretty girl right there, but she's like, I think I'm also have a baby hair pregnancy.
Just the hair.
I've been to multiple ultrasounds, and never once has the technician taken a picture of hair.
Yeah.
Never. You know what they're concerned about? The left ventricle, the right ventricle, the liver, the penis or the vagina, the legs, the bone. That's what they're worried about.
Yes,
that's what they're taking pictures of. Unless you get one of those vanity ultrasounds at the pay-for place where you're just looking for pretty pictures of your unborn baby. Trust me, there's going to be plenty of pictures when they come out. You don't need them beforehand unless there's a medical emergency. But they never once indicated that they saw hair on an ultrasound. Never, not once.
Say there are 6 babies.
I am getting six heartbeats in different positions in my stomach.
And you're how far along?
Well, I'm 3 years, 7 months to my knowledge.
Okay. To my knowledge.
Could be longer.
Could be longer.
Okay.
Could be longer.
Could be longer, Dr. Phil. Could be.
But you're saying there are 6
I know.
Fetuses.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable to me, too, to look at me.
Well, dude, I want to meet the guy who gave you 6 shots in 6 different uteruses and got it up.
The whole thing is really crazy.
Jeez, man. They had to put me on like chemicals and stuff to get my little guys up all the way up there.
And think 6 babies? Oh, no. I mean, I think the same thing. Whoa. But when I put that fetal Doppler to my stomach, I was in shock.
Is that like a Doppler radar?
Yeah, she's calling it something very fancy. It's a microphone is what it is. And the microphone, you rub it against your belly, and then it's very sensitive. So, I'm just explaining for the audience out there in case they haven't seen it. But they don't call it a fetal Doppler. That's not what they call it.
And when I showed one of my good friends, she was in shock.
Well, do you remember the story about Octomom?
What's my good friend?
One of my good friends. Miss Space Ghost, coast to coast. You're pregnant.
Nothing like collaborating with a good friend.
Yeah, good friend. My good friend, Mr. Smith the fish. I know. It's six of them. It's crazy. I don't know. 3+ years. I don't know when it's coming out.
Yes.
You know, I brought that story to America pretty much. And so I...
Oh, good for you, Dr. Phil. Toot your own horn. Come on, man. You don't toot your own horn. You're fucking Dr. Phil. Everybody knows who you are.
I worked with Octoline.
I brought that story to America. You didn't bring that story to America.
She was all over every magazine.
Yeah, National Enquirer, People magazine. Everybody had that story.
And so that was 8 babies.
Yes.
And she was a lot bigger.
Huge.
But how did you decide?
Also, she had them within a normal gestation period.
Yes, she had that. I think they came early, actually. And by the way, let us not forget Octomom. For those of you that don't remember, too young to remember, what is this, like 15, 20 years ago maybe at this point?
Yeah.
Maybe those kids are like 15. This lady had 8 children. She got pregnant because she was taking fertility drugs. She got pregnant with 8 children, and she gave birth to all of them, all of which are still alive, healthy, and happy. And Octo fucking Mom is an Octo fucking mother. She actually is like a good mother. She raised those children. She figured it out. And she's a little Looney Tune. Back then, she seemed like she was a little Looney Tune. But the last time that I read about Octo Mom, it apparently things turned out swimmingly for them.
I agree. I read about that too.
I have big applause for Octo Mom. I can't raise. I'm having a hard time raising one at a time. I can't even.
And she was single.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she had a little help. People they donated and stuff like that. But when you have 8 children at a time, you need somebody to donate. Now, that K+8, that's a different story.
The term cryptic pregnancy defines this, because that's not the definition of cryptic pregnancy.
Cryptic pregnancy is a pregnancy that you do not show the HCG levels, either at or around 20 weeks it may show up, or through the whole
entire you're the expert.
You're the expert. I mean, you clearly went to school for this because you understand all about the megahertz and the gestation periods and 6 uteruses and the reverse catalytic converter.
How many cigarettes does it take to form the kids?
That tells me all I need to know about this woman.
See, now with the cryptic pregnancy, your HCG levels are so low that the babies don't even get bones until they're 2 to 3 years old in the womb.
What? Oh, my God.
They just
form
hair first.
Yeah. They go from zygote
then
to hair.
Bones and body and everything else. But hair comes first.
Hair first. Eyeballs come in after they're born. Then those grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a perfectly normal explanation.
Yeah.
That's not the definition of cryptic pregnancy.
Cryptic pregnancy is a pregnancy
Here's the medical definition of cryptic pregnancy. This is in the journals. This is in the textbooks. This has been there long before you ever decided.
Before you ever started making shit up.
Yeah. That you were pregnant. Cryptic or denied pregnancy refers to the absence of awareness by a woman that she is pregnant until she delivers her baby. But the gestation is a normal gestation time.
No.
No. No, all those science journals. Nope. Those are the same science journals that say 300 kilowatt hours to the DeLorean will make a time machine. But they were clearly wrong about that. Just ask that guy from Back to the Future. This is fucking insane. She's got a double catalytic converter, rear ass pregnancy with 7 different uteruses.
All in the back.
Yeah, she's got 4 vaginas in her belly.
Cryptic pregnancy lasts 2 to 7 years. And it's on the Gilmore Foundation is where I got my information from.
On the internet?
Yes.
Oh, well, the Gilmore Foundation.
The Gilmores.
Sounds completely legitimate. It's the fan page for the Gilmore Girls. Well, that's just where I get all my good information, from the Gilmore Foundation.
They also told me anything that is 110 or more, as long as you're at rest, is a baby.
But you understand that...
She does not understand.
Dr. Phil. That's why you just keep on playing this game with her.
Yeah.
Like you are open-minded to the idea that she might have these babies in her belly is giving her more proof and more fuel. But I do understand you have to make your show entertaining also. So I do get that. Like I know where he's coming from.
Entire medical complex for decades has defined this differently before you ever came along, and then somebody just hijacked the term and gave it a new definition?
No, because I have never read about a normal gestation time, because cryptic pregnancy is not a normal gestation time. Normally, it's 2 to 7 years.
Yes, it
years.
Is. You can call this something else. But
I love this. Go, Dr. Phil. Now you're getting into it.
It's not a cryptic pregnancy.
This pregnancy isn't normal. It is a very long, long pregnancy.
We can agree that the ultrasound shows an empty uterus.
Well, when you have more than one uterus, yes, it might show an empty uterus. But I have more than one uterus, so...
But the uterus that has been scanned is empty.
Okay.
Okay, and?
Yes, and?
Did you check my armpit uterus? No. They won't even do a 5 megahertz catalytic converter hair ultrasound on that one. Fuckers.
Correct?
I'm sure it is, because it's not in that uterus. It's in my back uterus.
Why has that one not been scanned?
Because nobody... I don't know. You'd have to ask the medical field on that.
What about the Gilmore
Girls? Yeah,
Foundation?
What about the Gilmore Girls? Why won't they answer that question? Yeah. They're on Netflix.
All right, coming up, Zona's daughter, Sabrina, says that...
Mommy's a Looney Tune.
Yeah. Mom talks about her pregnancy nonstop, but she doesn't believe her mom is having a baby. She just doesn't believe her. So we'll meet Sabrina next.
Okay, I want to hear what Sabrina has to say for sure, don't you?
Yeah.
Because this is going to be good.
Bigger than she's ever been in my whole life. I do not believe that my mom is pregnant.
Even with my big belly?
Even with your big belly.
What, you think I'm just fat?
Yes, mom. Okay, there she looks fat. Yeah, there that looks fat, clearly. All right, let's scan and we'll get to her daughter. I'm going to take out all the commercials here. Dr. Phil is good at putting commercials in the show. I will say that.
I do believe my anatomy is totally different. I know when I'm in the bed with my man that I have many parts down there. I don't just have one vagina. I have more than one vagina. And I probably have more than one uterus, too. I cannot prove that because I am not legal to read CAT scans. I have...
She did air quotes.
Legal. Quote, legal. I didn't know it was illegal to read a CAT scan.
I know. I was going to say, I think it's a question of legality.
I do it all the time. Every time I get a medical report, I'm out there Googling. But you know what? I trust science. So if someone that I find reputable, like, you know, Johns Hopkins University says something, then I believe it.
Yeah.
Right one, a left one, and a back left one. It's different down there.
She's got multiple vaginas?
Zona. Okay, hold on, guys. Zona claims that she has been pregnant for 3 years and 7 months. Now, her daughter, Sabrina, says there is no way that her mom is having a baby. Let's hear what Sabrina has to say.
My mother's been saying she's pregnant for almost 4 years. I honestly don't know what is happening with her. I really don't. It is weird that she has a belly. She's definitely bigger than she's ever been my whole life. I do not believe that my mom is pregnant.
Even with my big belly?
Even with your big belly.
What, you think I'm just fat?
Me and my mother argue about this a lot.
It's been a constant struggle and arguments and confrontations and not even be able to carry out a conversation because she just wants somebody to believe her.
I do not believe it's possible to be pregnant for more than a year. I told her elephants carry a baby for 2 years, not people. She gets mad and it's, oh, you're my daughter, why can't you believe me? Or it's my body, I believed you, which I did have babies, so you have to believe me.
I actually had children come out of my uterus.
Oh my God. This whole cryptic pregnancy thing has gone on for years and it needs to stop.
Wow, this is just amazing to me that someone is this stuck in their beliefs when it's clearly like alien bullshit.
Okay, joining us in the audience.
But actually, it shouldn't be a surprise because I think we have like 30% of this country right now that goes down that same direction.
Is Sabrina. Thank you so much for being here. Were you smoking in that tape?
Yes, I was. Unfortunately, with this, I am very frustrated. It's a difficult thing. And yes, prove that I'm pregnant. Let's get when we get the results, and I won't smoke.
So you don't even think you're pregnant. That's what you just told us. Because you're smoking cigarettes because you don't believe you're pregnant. But if you find out you're pregnant, then you will stop smoking? Lady, you need medical attention immediately, but not of the OBGYN kind.
With this?
But you believe that you're pregnant.
You're right, and it's
why
wrong.
Why would you smoke?
Because I'm dumb. And I'm very stressed with this. I mean, this is almost 4 years. It's unreal, you know?
What's your position
on this? Because it's
not real. It is unreal. That's right.
My position is I don't believe it.
You'll believe it when they're born.
Do you have children? And
when was your firstborn?
2011.
Uh-huh. And God, when did this start?
She looks 11.
Young. Yeah, she looks like 13 years old.
2014, when my third son was born.
Whoa. Jeez.
She says that she hears 6 heartbeats. How many grandchildren do you have?
6.
We had you see a very prominent OBGYN.
Okay, here's where the rubber meets the road. Thank God.
Dr. Thais Alabadi. And she is one of the country's leading OBGYNs. Mm-hmm. Hi, doctor. Thank you for being here.
Thank you
for I really appreciate
me.
It. You examined Zona, correct?
I did.
Did you notice anything unusual about her anatomy?
No, her anatomy is completely normal.
Were there multiple uterus?
No. And I might miss a lot of things in my life, but I don't miss extra vaginas.
Go, Dr. Thais.
That won't happen.
Yeah, I would think.
My concern is, why are there that many heartbeats in me that the Doppler is picking up?
Okay, what about these fetal monitors?
So, first of all, you can, even if you carry one baby, I can put at term, I can put that Doppler anywhere in the abdominal area and I would pick up a heartbeat. For us as physicians, when someone's pregnant with multiple, you know, 4, I've done quadruplets, I would never use a Doppler. I would actually use an ultrasound to locate the actual heartbeats on ultrasound.
Of course.
But you need to have a baby to pick up a Doppler. She was not, we had her bring her Doppler to my office, and she was not able to reproduce, you know.
I did 3 heartbeats in your office, and why didn't you use the regular ultrasound Doppler instead of using mine? It was right there.
Because there's no baby.
Ultrasound Doppler works when there's a fetus inside.
Okay, so why didn't you use it to see?
I couldn't find a baby.
If you're using technology against technology... Right. Why didn't...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This lady is way down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. This is really something to understand, cryptic pregnancy, or whatever this pregnancy is called. Why didn't you, as a doctor, use your equipment to do this?
When I see an empty uterus, I don't look for babies anymore. Babies grow inside the uterus. It doesn't matter if you have an antiverted, a uterus that points upwards.
Here's how things work.
A retroverted, yeah, which points downwards. A lot of us have that. I see that on a daily basis. I don't care where your uterus is. I don't care how much food you have in your intestines. I don't care if it's pointing backwards, forwards. If you've had 10 C-sections and you have adhesions, I can see the uterus and I can see the fetus in it. As soon as you're 5 weeks pregnant and there's a small sac on my ultrasound, I can pick it up. So when I do an ultrasound and the ultrasound's empty, I'm not going to look for a heartbeat outside of the uterus. You cannot carry a pregnancy outside of the uterus.
We're going to meet another member.
Wow. Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Whoa.
Well, it's interesting every day of the week. Why does this keep happening to me? I don't know. Whatever. We're talking about the in-studio screens, and sometimes they don't play nice with me. And today they're not playing nice with me, but that's okay.
It's a cryptic screen.
It's a cryptic screen.
You know,
it's been pregnant for 9 years. It's been, it hasn't been paid in 9 years. Oh my God, Chrissy, that was a weird one, I gotta say. But I was actually fascinated by it. I wish we could watch the next lady. I'll watch that in my personal time. Yeah. Okay. All right. I hope that lady gets the help that she so rightfully needs.
Yes, I hope so too.
So richly deserves, because clearly she's mentally ill.
Yes.
Mentally ill or desperately seeking attention. Yeah, I mean, and maybe that's it. A lot of people who seek attention say a lot of things, right? And they get stuck in that belief because they're getting attention for that belief.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's the...
I guess she's a Dr. Phil.
I'm sure she's all the rage on 4chan. I'm sure people are going crazy on 4chan over her. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you heard it here last. Cryptic pregnancy is not cryptid pregnancy, nor is it someone who has a pregnancy for 9.5 years.
No.
It's just someone who doesn't know they're pregnant until they actually give birth. And that happens all the time. Unbelievably, that happens all the time.
That's so crazy, too.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But some people do. And Yeah. Okay. All right. So DZV, I don't know what else to say about that lady. All right. DZVpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about the show, all the audio, all the video right there from one location, DZVpodcast.com. Your free piggy fronting sticker, it can be yours. All you have to do is go to the website, hit the contact us button, drop down menu, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address, and we will send it off. We're happy to sign something and do all that, but don't ask for 35 different stickers. Come on, guys. You think we have money around here? You think we can afford to pay for more stickers? No, I mean, if there's a special circumstance, we will consider it. Chrissy and I will adjudicate that. All right, 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 1-626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. We take them all. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Now that's all you get.
Now get.